Finding the family Christmas tree. It can be an extensive process, but it's also tradition for lots of folks, as eternalized by the classic holiday film, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Dad, didn't they invent Christmas tree lots so people wouldn't have to drive all the way out to nowhere and waste a whole Saturday?
It's not quite as rugged as all that in Northeast Indiana, but you can still head to the farm and find the perfect tree right here in Fort Wayne.
There it is.
Business has been booming this year at St. Joe Christmas Tree Farm.
Hang on. This is Judy. Can I help you?
Judy Reifenberg has owned the 20-acre farm with her husband Mike for 16 years, and it's quite a production. You pick the tree out in the fields, cut it yourself. It goes through the shaker, the baler. They even have little train rides and hot cocoa on weekends. Reifenberg says there's a million reasons to want one of her trees.
Okay, well, one, a fresh-cut tree is American-made. It's buy local, buy fresh.
And a visit to St. Joe can be a pleasant experience in an otherwise stressful time of year.
Everybody has their own struggles in life, so hopefully we made a little bit of difference for somebody.
She says they've seen a tremendous growth in demand, but that may be the result of more than a dozen farms in the county closing in the last 5 years. Owners get too old for the manual labor, and new farms don't open because they don't want to wait until the trees are grown to see a profit. Local supply may be down, but demand is also up, according to Dan Cassens, professor of wood products at Purdue and co-owner of Cassens Trees in West Lafayette.
I see a return to the use of the real tree. We've seen a lot of people come out this year that had never been out to cut their own tree before.
He says modern consumers are also concerned about the environment, and real Christmas trees, like any other tree, pick up carbon dioxide in the air. They're also good for wildlife and control erosion.
Artificial trees are a petroleum-based product, and when you use fossilized fuels, you're releasing fossilized carbon back into the atmosphere, and that's the major issue is right now in terms of global warming.
But Cassens says there's a problem. A severe drought in 2012 killed 90% of Indiana's seedling trees and wiped out a lot of middle-growth trees. St. Joe Tree Farm lost 4,000 seedlings. Judy Reifenberg says her business weathers the weather in part by shipping in trees from elsewhere to help meet demand.
So everything goes into a cycle, that's why we plant a lot. And because you have to make up for what's going to happen in the future. So we know that, and hopefully we'll have really good weather again next year.
The only other tree farm in Allen County that's persevered is Kuntz Farm, home to Judy and Jay Kuntz. They've been in the business a long time and have some pretty loyal customers.
Could ask him if he'd been here before, and he's like, I've been coming here ever since I was a little kid. And so now he's bringing his kids here.
How does that make you feel?
Oh. Old.
Business is great for them this year, too, but because they're a smaller operation, they could get hit a lot harder by the drought crop.
It's like I say, it's going to be, I'd say, about two years down the road or three when we're not going to have hardly anything to sell.
Jay walked me out back to see just how long these trees take to grow. He leans over one that's not even as tall as me.
Like on these pines, it's every set of branches is a year. So see, like there's one, two, three, four. See, that tree's 8 years old.
Then we hit a stretch of land right in the middle of the field that's mostly barren.
And see, like this patch here was like this, was all full of white pine, and that's what was left after the drought. There was trees every 6 foot all the way through this whole area that died.
Having to cut down hundreds of trees was discouraging, and the Kuntzes even considered quitting altogether. But Jay says even though it may get tough in the next couple of years, they'll keep up the farm as long as they can do the work. For WBOI News, I'm Virginia Alvino.